right, okay. Hello, this is Denzel Washington, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
When a person turns 50, they are entering what is called the back half of their life. Actuarial tables predict an increased occurrence of disease and a slow breakdown of bodily systems. After recently turning 50 myself, I decided it was time to get an in-depth medical exam to find out how close to death I might be.
How often do you drink?
I would say I'm like
more
a couple
than...
nights a week. I'll have like two drinks, sometimes three, but never more than two or three.
Okay, so couple nights a week, two or three, so maybe six a week.
Six drinks a week, sure, four to six drinks.
Okay, and smoking?
No smoking, no smoke.
Or smoking marijuana? Or
I would say, honestly, once every 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty...
Nice. Nice.
Is it bad? Is nice. Marijuana bad for you?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it is?
It is. The tar is much higher than in tobacco.
What if you do like a pen, like one of those?
Still very much bad for you.
Really?
Yeah. I love that you get high. I mean, I think that's great. You know, you have a good time. You when you get high, what do you do?
Is that a medical question? I don't know. Like, I'll do shows. I'll do a comedy show.
Oh,
or
yes.
I'll watch a movie.
Love your comedy, by the way.
Thank you.
Really good
Thank
stuff.
You very much.
Really
Doc.
funny.
Thank you.
What's Julia like? Is she...
Julia Dreyfus?
Yes.
She's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Cool.
She's really a good person.
Cool. Great. Yeah. Great. Everybody else on the show, good?
Yeah.
Dr. Ziegler,
Great.
Radiology.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's really nice. Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
For real.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you hang out with them after you film, or you guys kind of go to your separate?
Not really. Some of the guys, I guess Tim and Reed and Kevin Dunn, and I see Gary, but
yeah.
Mostly the guys, Tony.
I see. Can she be like a bitch sometimes?
I'm sorry. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
That seems unprofessional.
Just some. I feel like she.
She's not.
She's not.
She's. I said.
Good.
She's,
I like to hear that. I love to hear that. You know.
I feel like we have a lot to do. And
yeah, we do.
I don't want to like.
We do. Let's get to these
small talk.
You're right. You're right. Sorry. Just like to. I like to. You know, catch up on you. A lot of stuff going on. You know, it's nice to know where you're at mentally as well as physically.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty good. I could be moody. You know, I come in and out of it, but I've never taken antidepressants.
Okay. So you don't feel sad?
Well, I guess there's reality that makes me sad. Like
right.
Our current administration, for example.
Right. Yeah. I'm kind of bummed out about that.
Yeah.
I think you should give him a chance.
Oh,
I think you should maybe give him a chance.
I don't. Did you? I don't even.
Never mind.
Yeah, let's not talk politics.
Let's not talk
I can't...
politics. Yeah, I see. There's a little spike up in your...
Did Texas go for Trump? I think it did, didn't it?
Yeah. We went for Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Houston here, we were a big... All the counties here were pretty red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a lefty liberal from LA, from Hollywood.
Right,
so
yeah.
We're not
going to
agree.
Well, you know,
you
trust me, I feel how you feel, but, you know, I'm looking for that... 20% corporate tax.
Sure. People with money. I'm not going to engage this conversation.
Okay, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
He's not good for most of America. He really isn't. And we can talk about that after the physical.
Well, really I honestly think, you know, if you put more money, GDP is down big time here.
I don't.
And
trickle
if you put,
down economics?
Yeah.
No,
if
that
you
doesn't
put more,
work.
Yeah,
it
if
doesn't.
You put, if you let business owners burn bright,
no, it doesn't.
They are going to... To give it straight down.
Never
to the,
been proven. Not the kind of growth you need. You're better investing in
hey, listen,
clean
if
energy.
I make more
you're
money,
better investing in infrastructure. It's not taking tax dollars away from our tax base. That's not what does it.
Just calm down. Your heart rate's spiking up a little bit. I can see here on the monitor.
Okay. Do you want to get that?
Late in life.
Turn your phone
yeah,
off?
Sorry. That is... Oh, great. Chad is in for dinner tonight. Good. You mind if I return this real quick?
I do.
Okay. All right. I'll wait till the end of that.
I do, actually. Just because I have a turnaround. I have a flight tonight.
Okay.
Trying to.
Right. Okay. So let's see. History of illness. You got mother.
Diabetic.
Okay.
My father lived to like 81. Okay. Pretty healthy.
Grandparents?
They were like 70s when they passed.
Okay. A little young.
Well, for back then, maybe not.
Okay, what about great-grandparents?
Great-grandparents?
Yeah, do we know?
Have
you seen any photos of them, what they looked
like? I have. I mean, nobody aged well back then. My great-grandfather was back in Ireland. Jeepers, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Maybe a history of diphtheria or...
I don't know.
Some of
potato famine.
Wagon diseases.
Like Pioneer wagon?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I mean...
Yeah.
We have a severe trauma in room 332.
Reflect
that,
on
yeah,
me?
That we need to know. We this is the
right,
presidential.
I guess I have homework.
Yeah,
I did not come prepared.
If you could email me, great and great great grandparents, anything
cause
you,
of death?
Yeah, cause of death, anything you have on them.
I think I have a grandfather on my mother's side who was killed by Indians. American
okay,
Indians.
Okay, so his
is that
not great at combat with natives. I'm going to, right here, just need to know.
All right.
So, yeah, if you could send me that, just email me that. Let's see. Sexual activity.
I'm married, so, you know how that is.
Yeah. not as often as it used to be, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I actually fuck my wife a lot. We hook up a lot. We're actually nastier now than we ever were. We are filthy. You guys slowed down a little bit, huh?
Well, we have three kids,
right?
And sometimes the little one jumps in bed, and that's not an aphrodisiac.
Well, have you ever get a sitter, and you guys go to like a little kink dungeon?
We have romantic getaways.
Oh, okay.
A kink dungeon?
Like a kink dungeon. They have like small dungeons just some old office space right outside of Houston, these office parks that they're not using. And you can go there and, you know, there's a dominatrix there who will, you
I'm
know,
not
just,
in. That would actually just...
I didn't think I was either.
That would kill my boner.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not into that. I'm very
I don't know. You may be surprised.
And like...
Once you kind of step into that, it really... You'd be surprised what you're capable of. So do you... You come inside, or?
Do I come inside my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're both sort
great.
Of safe that way.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Does that matter? Like, as far as my health?
It can, yeah. I need to know, you know, how much pressure is being exerted on the urethra. Daily or weekly.
But if the semen's passing through the urethra, whether it's outside my wife's body or inside my wife's body, what's the difference?
Well, you know, when you try to, let's say you try to blow up a balloon.
Sure.
If the semen is going into a receptacle, there's a little more pressure on the urethra.
Okay. All
you
right.
You know what I mean?
So
I didn't know if you just kind of pulled out and blew out on the sheets or... Or, you know, on
Dr. Troy
just on somewhere
ward.
On her body, it's a
Dr.
little bit
Troy
different.
To the maternity ward.
How big's the load? And I'm just using, I'm not using the technical terms. I don't want to bore you with, you know, saying.
I don't know. Like, you mean like teaspoon, tablespoon? Like, what are you looking
yeah,
for?
Yeah, in kitchen terms. Half teaspoon, tablespoon, dash. Would you say it's a dash of semen?
I'd like to believe it's average. Like, whatever.
About average.
What it's always been.
We're talking like small mouthwash cup.
That seems like a lot, I'll be honest.
A little bit. That would be too much.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to remember. Like, I don't...
I just want to let you know you can win this.
No, you're joking.
I'm kidding.
It doesn't hurt when I urinate. Let's say a teaspoon.
Let's say a teaspoon.
Healthy, regular sexual activity. No dungeons.
Great.
And like I said, three kids, so I think I'm still fertile.
Great.
At this age. And maybe someday I'll get fixed. You know, I've never been fixed. But
I've done it. Feels the same. Honestly, I come just as hard. And if it's not like you don't feel any difference. Just letting you know if
it's
that's
more
a worry.
Of an irrational fear. It's like people who don't want to get laser surgery on their eyes. It's just I'm a little scared of it.
Right.
So we haven't quite done gone
okay.
there yet.
But all right, yeah.
I will consider it, and I'll probably end up doing it in LA.
Okay. So. Well, let me know, because we are doing a little deal.
I'm not going to do it today.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to, here is the deal, just in case. Slide it over to you there. It's 20% off.
All right.
If you're doing the same visit.
I'll put that in my, on my jeans over there.
And, you know, there's a before and after photo there. No difference. You can see no difference. You see? And there's if you turn over, you can see it from the back. The guy's kind of bent over showing you from the back.
You hired a model?
Well, don't tell anyone, but that's me. It's a little fun joke I've played on kind of the whole staff and all of my patients. They think that's a model, but that is me. If you look closely, you see in the bottom left photo of me bent over.
Oh.
You can kind of see my head off to the left of my butt. That is, you see that? You recognize me now, huh?
Same hair. Do you want to get that again?
Yeah, sorry.
Can you turn your phone
Chad,
off?
Yeah, Chad. I'm with a patient right now. I need to. I know you're in for dinner.
Code blue in the endoscopy ward.
Yeah,
speaking Dr. Wagner.
I mean, yeah, I'd go to cheesecake. Okay.
I
love the bread
to,
there. Okay.
I really
All right,
have
I'm going
to
call you back, Chad. All right.
Are we covered on history? Anything
yes,
else?
Yes, sexual
siblings?
Activity, we're good. Okay.
Anything
let's
else
really
in my
quick
history?
Roll through these. I really don't understand why insurance companies have to pay for pre-existing conditions. It's just not smart for them. It's just.
Well,
why?
Of course, but it's taking care of your population. Like, that was the big win for
this
Obamacare.
This is a business. These are businesses.
Well, you
what
can
do
make
you
your
want?
Money back by the numbers. They're going to turn so many people your way, and you can negotiate on the free market.
What are we going to turn?
We're not going to fix it, Doc.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about Obamacare.
Sorry. All right.
You want my weight?
Yes. Okay.
What do you got?
Got anything in your pockets?
I don't have any pockets. Is that a joke? I'm in a paper gown.
That was a joke.
I'm normally like 204.
Okay.
Is that good for my height?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly thought you were about 220.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Like, looking at you, pretty, you know, got a nice little belly there.
I am a little chubby, yeah.
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 I have a middle-aged pouch.
Pretty big butt, too. Nice, kind of a nice little, I was not expecting. Usually men, you know, have smaller backsides. You got a nice little rump there.
Is that bad or good?
It's a cute little butt.
All right.
It's good. I think it's good.
Okay.
And what? I can't say your butt looks good?
It's sort of unprofessional. I appreciate you've probably seen a lot of butts, so I'll take it as a thumbs up.
If something is positive, I think it can be
is
said.
Is that a sign of good health, having a cute butt? Does
it
that
can
mean
be.
I'll live longer?
It can be, yeah.
You own a gun, I bet.
I do. I actually conceal and carry right now.
You
want to check
it
out?
You have a gun? No, I don't.
Check it out.
You have
right
a gun
my
on
ankle.
You?
Yeah, check it out.
I see that.
Yeah.
Jesus. Why do you have a gun in your office?
You never know. You never know.
I'm naked. You're dealing with naked patrons all day. Who's going to have a concealed weapon?
I'm keeping you safe. You never know what's going to happen in here.
We couldn't be more different.
I think, honestly, we're very similar.
We are. We are human beings.
We both got healthy loads. We both like to have sex in the shower. I think we're very similar. And let's check your
eyes and ears.
Yeah, eyes, ears. Open up.
Do you read a chart or anything? Oh, you're looking at them.
Open up. Yeah, I'm gonna just a little puff.
Sorry,
that used to be a machine, but I to check a little puff of air. But I just do it
like glaucoma or something.
Yeah, you check it. You're just the pressure of your eyes and how they react. Your left eye. Sorry.
Ow. You gotta tell me.
Didn't let you know that one was coming. Sorry, I just didn't want you to blink.
That was a little spittle.
All right, so let's go ahead. Before I get to yours, let's finish up. Okay, so take a look at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, better one or better two?
Two.
You like two better.
I can see clearer with two.
Okay. Like in terms of two. The photo, better one or better two?
Good afternoon, staff. The protein bars are back in the cafeteria today.
Of a banana?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be letters.
No, this is kind of it's kind of I'm checking your eyesight, but also getting, you know, some opinion on my art.
Oh, these are yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the banana is less fuzzy in two.
Okay.
Okay, so I.
But in terms of artistic.
Are they the same photo or picture?
One is, I'm not going to tell you, but one, which one, but one is done in watercolor.
Well, then how, there's no standard measurement. You're showing me two different pictures. You should show me the same picture with a different filter.
Well, one is blurry. That was my artistic choice.
Okay. Well, and then one, that's why two was better.
Right.
So,
oh. Can you see one better, though?
One is blurry.
Mm-hmm.
Two is less blurry.
Okay. All right.
Is
good.
That a good answer?
That's good. That's good. That's what I was going for.
That's
okay.
Decent representation of banana. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In terms of the color, what do we think? Two yellow.
Two's yellow, and one is a little more green.
A little more green.
Am I colorblind?
No.
Oh.
No. That is, you're right.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Yeah, that was good. And then what do we think about this photo just in general?
That
this
is
next
a
one, yeah.
Horse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see it. And that's...
That's one of my pieces.
You want my eye test or you want my opinion?
I want your opinion on this. Your eyes are fine.
It looks like a real horse. It looks clean and well-drawn and
great.
Symmetrical.
This is my first animal. I usually just do fruits, but this is my first animal.
I really do have a flight tonight.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry to, like,
sorry about that. So your eyes are good.
After completing the elaborate patient survey, the exam moved to the Akeem Olajuwon Urology Lab for some pricking, probing, and testing of fluids.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's kind of stuff. You ever been to Jersey Mike's?
I like Jersey Mike's a lot, actually.
Very good.
Subway,
right? Subway's not as good, especially in big cities.
Yeah.
Something about...
Yeah, stay
off. I honestly think it's the homeless population, and I've had it. I've really had it with the homeless. I just don't understand. Like, get it together.
That's cold, unsympathetic point of view.
Oh,
a lot
come
of them
on.
Are men, a lot of them
get
are mental
job.
Patients, you know, psych problems.
Yeah, I mean,
no
we all
family.
Have our
like,
problems.
Family's what keeps you from being homeless. A lot of them come from families without, you know, intact parents or any siblings to take care of them.
I mean, my dad was there, what, I only had him half the time. Divorced, you don't see me. I'm up here. I put in some
it's
time.
It's easy for you. Someone paid for your med school, I'm sure. It's easy for you to look down on homeless people.
Okay. My grandpa left me $200,000.
Well, there you go. Look at those people on the street and realize none of them had a grandpa that could put them through med school.
Well, I would have done something. Anyway.
Yeah, this is... We're
sorry.
Not going to... Let's not get political.
All
we
right,
don't.
You're
we
right.
don't. We don't have the same view of the world.
You're
you
right.
seem like a nice enough person.
You're right.
But,
I mean, hey, we both love to fuck, right?
Yeah, I'd say... Who doesn't?
That we can agree on. That we can agree on. It really
sure.
does bring everyone. I wish honestly at some of these debates, these presidential debates, there's just a quick sort of halftime about people agreeing on how they like to fuck, you know, and how they like but like to come. You know what I mean? Anyway, so what are we talking dinner?
So stick to like things you make from scratch or
and
like-
here comes the prostate.
Do you want me to lay down?
No, you say it. Sorry. Sorry, I just like.
Wait.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to leave it.
I didn't even see you put lube on your feet.
That's all right.
You snuck up.
I snuck on it. I don't like, sometimes people get a little scared and can tighten up. I like to come in and a surprise. Anyway, what movies are you excited for? I'm just going to work around in here for a minute, see if I find anything. Does that feel good?
Is that something that happens when you're 50?
What's that?
You get stuff inside your rectum?
Well, no, I just need to check around in here just to make sure.
I don't have any thought about movies. I watched Feud. That TV show about Joan Crawford.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Pretty good?
Yeah, it was great.
Is it a single run?
It's like seven episodes.
Seven episodes. Stay loose. Stay loose.
I can't.
Stay loose. I can't. Don't even think about it.
I can't.
Don't even think about it.
This is the longest one I've ever had. This is the longest prostate check I've ever had.
I'm trying to.
Where are you?
Did you add a second finger?
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry. And okay, we're good. Sorry about that. Yeah, prostate seems pretty good. Couldn't find it there for a second. Found it. About that.
That was almost traumatic.
Everything's good. That feel good?
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. No.
No.
I mean, it was surprising. I wish you would have prepped me. I don't think that's...
I sometimes do, but then, you know, people can get a little shy and kind of close up. Yeah. Honestly.
Standing, though. I'm usually on my side.
Right, yeah. I was going to wait for you to get down, but then I figured you'd see it coming. And you'd start to tighten
I didn't even
up.
Hear you snap the gloves on.
That's all right. Yeah, well, I didn't technically use any gloves that time, but that's all right. My hands are clean. I washed them right when you got in here. You saw me wash them.
You going to wash them now?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll wash them. Right, good. So you're good there.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, Love everything's good there. One more time.
Whoa! God dang it. Come on.
I have to take part of the exam is going in for a second time.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
That something didn't shift?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. You kind of, you also, you part of a prostate exam is the reaction to the first exam. So I need to see if it's returned to its original shape.
Why are you looking at my face? Shouldn't you just be.
Look me right in the eye. And your pupils are dilating. That's good.
Okay. Can you?
Okay. Say.
Come on.
Say.
Really?
Say two truths and a lie.
Oh, God damn it.
Look me in the eye.
52. I like bacon and I voted for Trump.
Okay. 52. You like bacon? Okay. I'm
can
assuming.
Can you pull it out?
Yeah. And. Oh, fuck. Sorry. So that was good. That was good. I just needed to distract your mind a little bit and see how your pupils are reacting. You okay? You kind of walked over in the corner and you're having a moment.
I felt like a stress test, honestly. You want to take my pulse or something?
Yeah.
That felt like...
Are you stressed?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Your body should feel a little stressed right now. Yeah.
I'm a little bit of like my heart's pumping and my pulse is probably high.
Okay. That's good. You reacted to that. That was an
pupil
invasive.
Part. Typically, people's pupils will dilate
yes.
in that moment.
Yeah.
And mine did.
They did.
Okay.
So that was
good.
Yeah, your body is reacting.
Okay.
To
my autonomic
shock.
Nervous system is
yes.
Up,
yeah.
Is functioning well.
You went into a baby shock there.
I did.
Yeah.
Can I get a drink of water?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Right there. Yep.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Like a four-hour exam so far.
Yeah, wow. So, all right, let's go into the, going to do a just simply test your urine.
Okay.
So if you can pee into this cup right here. I'm just going to step outside of the room.
Do you want me to go to, I can go to a bathroom in the hallway.
That's okay, you just do it right here.
Okay.
Just want to get you in and out of here. You don't have to walk all the way down the bathroom, the bathroom.
Okay.
You got to find the key from the reception. It's going to take too long.
Okay.
But yeah, just go ahead, go
you
right here.
You got a lid so I can put a lid on it when I'm done?
Yeah, here's the lid.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Good. And I'm just going to step outside.
Okay.
Great. All good?
Come. What?
You good or no?
Yeah. I'm I haven't gone yet.
All right. Go ahead. Just go ahead and go.
What?
Go ahead and go.
I'm trying to go, Doc. Dr. Troy. Come on. I got shy kidney.
It's all right.
It's like staying at a public urinal.
Yeah, he's trying to go.
What?
I'm talking to the nurse. He's trying to go. He should be going by now. You going?
No! I got the hiccups. I can go somewhere.
He can't go.
I can hear you. Can you,
Glenda, he can't go. I don't know.
Can you, go somewhere else or just give me, like, silence? I do have to go, but let me drink some water.
Yeah, just drink a little water. Do you want run a little warm water on your hands from the sink?
Do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try that. He's trying the warm water.
It's actually relaxing me. Okay.
You peeing yet?
I was.
You were.
You made me.
You stopped.
Just give me quiet. Please, Doc. Please. Okay. I'm going.
Good.
Good, good, good.
He's going.
Good.
He's going. He's going.
Okay.
He's finally going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can come in.
All of
Doc?
Us?
Who?
All of us?
Hold on. Let me put my gown up. Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's that?
Just the nurses. I'm going to have them set up for the allergy test.
Oh, okay.
You cover up? You're still showing a little bit.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
These things are so flimsy.
That's all right.
Sorry. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
This is my first elaborate physical I've ever had.
Oh, that great, good.
Detroit's a bit of a wild card.
I showed him some of my paintings. He liked them.
Oh, good. You know, it's just, it's actually fun to be in the back end of your life.
That's what he said. Once you go over 50, you're on the back end of your life. But I feel great.
Oh, good. That's good. You look great.
Thank you.
Is Julia, how's Julia? Is she mean?
Is Julia Dreyfus? No, yeah. She's nice.
Okay. Good. All right, here's all the stuff, Doc.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye. Leaving.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She's the best.
She seems like a solid nurse.
She's great.
Okay.
What do you think?
Of Sarah?
Yeah.
She seems competent at her job.
Pretty great.
I was a little thrown by the unprofessional questions about Julia.
All right. So, going to be...
Does this hurt?
Just a little pricks.
You, like, roll that needly thing over my arm?
Yeah, we're just going to roll that over your arm, and we're going to get about 70 different samples.
I know I'm allergic to cats and horses. I don't know if you want to write that down.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Cats and horses.
Yeah, and I think maybe bee pollen, but I'm not positive.
Bee pollen, okay.
Yeah. I did those shots, you know, where you kind of give yourself
what you're
allergic to.
Right, yes, okay. So
I did that when I was in my 20s.
And did that help?
It did.
Good.
It did, but I live in California, and sometimes there's different allergens, so I still get a little bit of...
Allergic to bee stings?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. Aren't most people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just making sure. Bug bites?
Am I allergic to... Yeah. My skin gets inflamed, and
okay.
I get a bump.
Good. And snake bites hurt?
I've never been bitten by a snake.
Okay. Okay, just roll it over here. Yeah, just a little uncomfort here.
Yeah, it is a little.
All right.
Drew a little blood there.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. I lost my balance. I pushed down a little too hard. That's all right.
Okay.
All right, so we're just going to let this sit and kind of warm up there. Let me ask you,
is it grouped by, like, dairies up here and, like, animals here and, like, grains and wheats and...
That's correct, yeah. Household allergens over here on the left of your forearm.
Uh-huh.
So dust, mites.
Okay. I am allergic to dust. I bet I shouldn't touch it. I bet that's going to get red.
Yeah. And then down here we have kind of sewer molds and over here we have rare African flowers. Just in case, want to make sure it's... you know, totally conclusive.
Wow.
I'm sure you're going to hold out your other arm.
Oh, you do both?
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and do both because you opted in for the full allergy test.
Sure.
So you have to go get the other. Sorry about that. Fell over. Sorry. Back up. Sorry about that. And these are foods. These are hot sauces. And
different hot sauces. Different hot sauces?
Up there at the top right.
See if I'm a top right?
Yeah.
Latex in there?
Yeah, there's latex is actually on your other arm.
Oh, here? Okay.
Yeah, latex, rubbers.
You rolled that right over my tattoo. Is that going to change the test?
No. That won't affect the test. That's a pretty cool tattoo. What is...
It's a Beach Boys album.
Oh, okay.
I was really into the Beach Boys.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah. Good vibration. Was it that one? Is that... That's them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was them, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's just their font, and it says, a girl who died. It's she and I listened to the Beach Boys, and she died, and so I took the font from one of their albums, and I spelled Robin.
Oh. So, what happened?
She was hit by a UPS or FedEx truck.
Gosh.
And she went into a coma and didn't come out.
Mm.
She was working in the yard for FedEx, and one of the guys backed out.
I see.
So she was a FedEx driver.
That's interesting. I mean, private companies usually, pretty good.
Private versus public sector?
Yeah. I mean, I would expect that from USPS truck. Some dumb government employee running over somebody. But private companies are usually, they're just
bad. I think it was randomly bad. I could see private people being, it was a random event. I don't think it has any reflection on
it. But, you would agree with me that, aren't you sick?
But the private sector does things better than the public sector?
Yeah, come on.
Let's agree there is waste. Let's agree there is waste in government, but you can't have welfare driven by profit. You have to take. There has to be a net for your population. There has to be.
I never had a net. Sure, I got $200,000 from my grandpa, but I never had a net. I could have pissed that away.
This section's bubbling.
Oh yeah!
Is that the sewer mold? No, this is the sewer mold.
Yes.
This is like a new allergy or something.
Yeah, that.
What's down there? Is that
different snake venoms?
Oh, snake venom.
Different snake venoms.
Well, of course. I've told you I've never been bitten by a snake.
Right. Yeah. I was just gonna make sure.
That's really reacting.
Yeah.
That's like really bad.
Yeah. That's gonna itch for a little bit. Yeah. That's.
That's like a red ant. It looks like a red ant bite. It's so bad.
Yeah. That's a red ant right there where you pointed. That's a red ant.
Well, there's actually a red ant.
Yeah, flick that off. Flick that off.
Ow.
Yeah, they're up in the walls in here. We can't find out where they're going. I think they're headed to the break room. Yeah, we have,
the queen or whatever?
They cannot find the queen. They keep looking. And I think she's in the attic and.
They don't climb up in there?
They won't go up in there.
That's their job.
I know.
Well, there's an example of a private company not doing their job.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go up in there either.
But you're paid to do that.
Listen. Okay, you got me. You got me.
After 3 hours of giving samples and doing needles and getting biopsies, we then moved to the Roger Clemens Radiology Ward to get some 3D images of the internal workings of my aging body.
We were going to have a full view. This is really good here.
Okay. Yeah.
So what I need you to do is lay down on this table.
Okay.
All right. Put your head in between these two posts.
Okay. Can I get a pillow? These are kind of rigid.
Unfortunately, we got to be right on the...
Okay, so my neck goes right over these posts?
Right, yeah.
It's almost stretching me.
Yeah, we need to stretch your spine out.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh, and then we've got to stay as still as possible.
Okay.
So I am going to...
borderline torture, Doc.
I know, it's tough. But we will have you want this scan.
Okay.
And
I'll be able to hear you when I'm in there?
Yes, yeah. Okay. There's actually a little screen in there. I'm going to step into the viewing room so I can see... the images live when they come off, but it's kind of like a record studio.
Sure.
I'll be behind the glass over there taking a look, but you can see me when you get up in there.
There's a video monitor on the inside.
You'll be Skyping with me in the image
I don't need
room.
To talk to you during this.
Well, I'm just going to, okay. I'm going to grab a couple other things from you just to speed this process up.
Thank you. I appreciate
I know you
got to
be out of here. You got to fly.
I do have a flight. Okay.
All right. So yeah, I'm just going to put you up in here now.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm stepping into the,
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you see me?
I'm not fully in yet.
Okay.
I'm still moving in.
Okay. You should start to see a screen any second.
It's black. Should I turn it on?
Oh, yeah. Reach up and turn it on. I forgot to turn it on. Reach up. I know it's going to be really
cramped.
There's
three buttons. There's a green.
Should be the top button. Does that work? Can you see me now? Is
Can you see me?
I can't see you yet.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There's not a lot of room to touch this thing. I don't
okay,
know.
I can
Should we do this before I get in?
No, just now you're already in there. Just go ahead and press it twice.
All right.
Okay, I can see you.
Okay.
I can see you.
Oh, yeah, I see you. I see you.
Okay, you got it now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great, great, okay. great.
I can move my mouth. That won't ruin your image?
Right. No, okay. no. Yeah, as long as you just keep your head still.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start it.
It's kind of loud in here.
Yeah, sorry. It's okay. You're doing great.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay.
I'm going to close my... I get a little freaked out. It looks like you're looking through a glass coffin top at me.
Well, that,
you know what I mean? It
yeah.
feels like I'm going to... I get a little claustrophobic.
Well, how about if I... You want me to play something on here?
Music?
No, on the TV screen. I've got
A show?
Yeah, well, I've got some different, not technically shows. We can't, the MRI company doesn't have access to shows.
Licensing stuff?
Yeah, we can't get the licensing. So we have some stock footage. We have speedboat racing here.
That's a little, no.
No?
That's okay. A little anxiety provoking. Something
All
serene,
right.
like Teletubbies vibe?
Okay, let's see. This isn't Teletubbies, but this is, These are
this is really long.
Little nondescript stuffed animals kind of playing with each other. Do you see that?
Yeah. It's a little fetishy. Feels
okay.
a little like creepy adults are operating them.
Okay. All right. A little
How about like
creep-
just a sunset, like a, or an ocean view, like just waves?
Okay.
Something
what
not
about,
too-
how about this? This is a cricket game?
I don't know. Sure. I guess.
Okay. Just make sure you stay still. Stay still.
I'm trying to.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to stay still. What?
Oh, no.
What?
I don't think Chad can go tonight. Sorry, that may...
Are you on your phone?
Yeah, it must have seemed like I was seeing an image of your body and saying,
oh, no. I actually thought you were upset about the cricket score.
No. No, these I can't figure out how they even score that game.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, stay still.
I'm trying to stay still, Doc.
Oh, here I found like kind of a sun direct to sun.
Well, that's bright. That's like a really harsh light.
You can see the sun flares and stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
too
much
bright.
Bright. Too
okay.
much bright.
Just how about go. This? Deep sea. Deep sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's
that's
that?
Good.
Okay,
it's like
good.
Underwater. That's
good.
That's soothing.
Okay. Good. Good. Good.
That's soothing. Thank
All
you.
All right. Good. So you're going to be in here for a few minutes.
Okay.
Make sure you stay still. I was
I'm
wondering,
still.
Did you get my message that I left on your phone?
There was some correspondence, but no, I didn't get a phone message.
Oh, you didn't. About the stool sample? I don't guess you have a stool sample on you, do you?
I might have one in me, but no, I
Oh, you do you?
I mean, eventually.
You think you could maybe slide one out right now on the table? I just want to get you out of here. Would you need to be on the toilet? Or is that something you feel like you could maybe go ahead and knock two birds out
I don't know
with
that
one stone?
I voluntarily have shit laying down like this before. I probably would need a toilet in a room.
Okay,
how is that sterile?
I
just
mean,
leave it on the board? Isn't that a bummer for the next person who has an MRI?
Oh, no, we'd clean it up. I just want to get you in and out. I know you got to get back to Hollywood. I want to... Make this quick for you. I can have my nurse come in. We can just scoop it up in a little bowl.
I don't
just
think
go
I
go ahead and try to squeeze one out right there.
I had a hard enough time peeing when you're outside the door. I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
All right.
It's going to take a minute to, like,
right.
focus.
Stay still.
That'd be embarrassing.
You know what? Let's not. Stool. Let's just. Why don't you just explain your last couple of bowel
It's been
movements.
A little rough lately. I had
I
had an airport meal and kind of set my whole system wrong.
Okay.
I had some Korean food, which is not a good choice.
All right.
It's sort of been like, I don't know. Well, you're a doctor. It's not diarrhea, but it's not great. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wouldn't want to leave that in the MRI machine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All
right?
Yeah. I think just to go ahead and explain to me your last few
Well,
last
few. That's my last
day. The last one
day.
Was...
The night before? Like, give me some, like, floaties or solid or what
yeah,
do you want?
Yeah, are we talking floaties? Floaties is, like, is it small pellets?
I think, like, healthy length floater healthy length. Would be the one
okay.
before I got
lots
on the plane.
Of, lots of wiping or...
lots of, define lots, I guess.
I mean, do you have to go, do you do 5, 6 wipes, 2?
I'd say 2 to 5, is
okay.
that good?
Yeah, and when you wipe, do you fold and then fold again and use the same piece of paper, or do you just...
I'd probably fold it once.
Fold
what
it
once.
What
does that have to do with
just
my
wondering,
intestinal system?
I'm just wondering how sticky the stool is.
Like I said, I don't know. I had a clean break the other night. Like
oh, okay.
I don't know. And generally, color. Don't you want to know color or any of that?
Like yes.
I don't think the toilet paper matters, does it?
It does. It
okay,
does. Viscosity is a point here I need to put down. Color.
I'm getting nauseous talking about this. Color would be brown or blackish.
Okay. Anything green ever?
Ever?
Yeah.
Not for a long time.
Okay. Any
I
what?
Guess I had a Shamrock Shake once and it was green.
Okay, all
right. But that was the food dye, right?
Could be. Could be. When you say...
Can you take your volume down a little bit?
Oh, it's too
it's
loud.
A little, yeah.
Too loud. I'm just
you're
trying
a little
to,
loud.
Trying to yell it over. I know yeah. that machine can be a little
it's
loud.
A little loud. I hear you good. There's like speakers right by my ears. What is viscosity?
How thick it is. Milkshake viscosity,
oh,
think.
Oh, the stool. The shake was like standard viscosity.
Oh, no, I am talking about the stool.
The Shamrock
if
Shake?
If you shit into a cup, would it be viscous?
Oh, my God. Maybe I just give you one instead of... this is all guessing.
Okay, yeah. Well,
like, I don't
know
if
gonna...
it's like soft serve ice cream or if it's like... harder than that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Did you see something?
Oh, this is not good.
Doc?
It's... Yeah, it's big. It's big.
What is it? You see something?
I mean...
Doc?
Yeah. Hold on
you're
a second.
What
well,
is
hold
it?
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. Doc?
I mean, yeah. It looks like it's got irregular borders.
Are you on the phone?
Just looking over the plans for the wall.
What
between,
wall?
Between Mexico.
And the United
and
States?
The United States. There's a preliminary plan that just leaked.
Why are you watching that? Why are you reading that?
I just have a lot of opinions on this wall, and I think it's too... I don't think it's tall enough. And they should just make the border straighter in these areas versus... anyway.
Well, maybe there's terrain restrictions. Like, maybe it's a mountain. Like, you're... Is it a topographical image, or is it just, like, a 2D?
Yeah, I think it must be a mountain range here that I'm not anticipating.
I want to get out. Can I get
all
out?
Right, yeah, you're done. You've all been right. done for about 3 or 4 minutes. Sorry.
After a long day of stress and anxiety over what could be wrong with me, Dr. Troy pronounced I had a clean bill of health, with the exception of an allergy to black sewer mold and the venom of Texas fire ants. Thank you again for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure with our special guest this week, Drew Tarver. You can find us on Twitter at UCBSL. And if you like our show, please review us or give us a thumbs up on the iTunes. And as always... thank you to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler, and peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.